course, UN has to have a sense
of fairness. We thought you were insiders. Isn't it time for an outsider?
Candidates at a debate vying for the position of the world's top diplomat, United Nations Secretary General. Danilo Turk, Vesna Pusic, and Igor Luksic, all government leaders, are among the eight candidates to so far throw their hats in the ring to take over for Ban Ki-moon. He's leaving office in January after two consecutive five-year terms. Known as a low-key administrator, Ban and his predecessors were chosen by the P5, the U.S., France, the United Kingdom, Russia, and China, who are the permanent five members of the UN Security Council. The most powerful group within the UN, the P5 reflects the winners of World War II. It's a holdover from an earlier era that many charge as obsolete. So too is the way the P5 picks a Secretary General, says Akshaya Kumar, the Deputy United Nations Director for Human Rights Watch.
And so it's always been a very closed system. It's been a very secret discussion. People never knew who was running, who was trying to be Secretary General, really until the moment where, sort of like with the selection of the Pope, you know, the smoke came out and one name emerged.
Now it appears as if an organization that champions democracy all over the world has decided to become a little more democratic. Akshaya Kumar.
Because as the UN is reflecting on its first almost 70 years in existence, they're thinking, how can we improve things? How can we be better? And how can we commit to reform? And one thought was the person heading the UN system should be somebody who bears those values and also came out of a process that reflects those values.
Campaigning is now taking place at public engagements moderated by think tanks and media outlets. Aspiring candidate Vesna Pusic spoke at an event hosted Wednesday by the British newspaper The Guardian, plus New America and the United Nations Association UK.
You need to develop a certain level of personal authority, and it doesn't come with just being the Secretary General, just getting the job. You have to perform in that job.
As the former Deputy Prime Minister of Croatia, Pusic has two things going for her in the race to be Secretary General, as do two other candidates. She's Eastern European, and she's a woman. There's always been an informal geographic rotation among Secretaries General. South Korean Ban Ki-moon is, of course, from Asia, while his predecessor, Kofi Annan, is African from Ghana. In UN circles, it's now seen by many as Eastern Europe's turn. But no woman has ever held the job, and that fuels what some longtime observers call the organization's surprising culture of sexism. Dulcie Limeback is the editor of Past Blue, an independent news site about the UN.
And then when I'm inside the UN, I remember, oh yes, this is not really New York. This is the UN, and it's full of diplomats from 193 countries, many of which don't even have any understanding of what it means to treat women as equals. So it always takes me a little aback when I'm there and I'm treated like a little girl sometimes.
Changing the dynamic at UN headquarters could have an effect around the world, Limeback says.
To have a woman in charge, it would help people at the UN realize that, well, actually women are more than just objects. They actually are people with skills and experience and dedication, and they can do a good job.
The public campaigning for UN Secretary General is being hailed as transformative, but it may also be entirely academic. The P5 still has the power to pick the candidate it likes best. Russia, China, the U.S., the United Kingdom, and France often settle on a compromise candidate who doesn't get in the way. But they may be fighting a rising tide, calls for reform from within the U.N. itself that many believe are long overdue. Patricia Noonan, FSRN, New York.